You're now standing in Trafalgar Square, a location visited by millions from around the world and considered by many to be the center of London. The idea to build Trafalgar Square came about in the 1820s, and the idea was to build a, quote, Italian-style piazza in the middle of town. Whether or not they succeeded in their mission is up for you to decide. The square is named after the Battle of Trafalgar, a great British naval victory over the forces of France and Spain during the Napoleonic Wars in 1805. For this reason, the square is decorated with statues commemorating figures that took part in these victories. Three plinths in the square display statues of Major General Sir Henry Havelock on the southeast plinth, General Sir Charles James Napier on the southwest plinth, and King George IV on the east plinth. Towering over all of them is the statue of Admiral Lord Nelson, the national hero of the Battle of Trafalgar, perched on top of the 169-foot, or 52-meter, tall column, surrounded by four bronze lions. However, the fourth plinth in the square is something a little different. Originally, the westmost plinth was left empty, as, with great foresight, it was intended to be preserved as a ready-made place to put any future statues or monuments. However, nobody could ever agree on who or what should be placed here, so it remained empty until 2003. It's now in the care of the Fourth Plinth Commission, who have the responsibility of choosing a new piece of art to take up residence on the fourth plinth every year and a half to 2 years, so there's no way of telling what might be there on the day you're taking this tour. Today, Trafalgar Square is a popular public space, right in the middle of town, and a perfect location to host large events. London's myriad parades, Easter, Gay Pride, Chinese New Year, almost always finish with a huge party here in the square. Throughout the summer, West End performances, or national ballet performances, might take place here. It's a site for protests and celebrations, where thousands of Londoners came to spontaneously celebrate the end of the Second World War, and also where the final Harry Potter film had its premiere in 2011. Now, cross back over the street you came from and look for the Admiralty Pub. Take the small street just to the right of that pub called Spring Gardens. Walk down this road and continue on until you walk down the wide stone steps, or the ramp on the right, to the Mall. Cross the Mall toward the statue of James Cook and stand with your back to him. Then, play the next clip.